If I've learned one thing in my job as a classroom hamster, it's that there is no such thing as an ordinary day at school. But the day the secret started, I couldn't have guessed what was in store for us in room 26. The holidays were over, and I was happy, happy, happy to catch up on my sleep. I followed along with the morning lessons, but I also took time to get a little rest. After my friends left for mid-morning recess, I settled down in my nice soft bedding and closed my eyes. When I opened them again, I was unspeakably shocked to look up and see our teacher, Mrs. Brisbane, writing new vocabulary words on the board. There was nothing strange about that, but there was something very strange about what she was writing. Instead of writing words like marsh, journey, and approach, our teacher was writing odd strings of letters that didn't look like any words I'd ever seen. P-H-A-R-A-O-H. Pharaoh. P-A-P-Y-R-U-S. Papyrus. P-Y-R-A-M-I-D. Pyramid. H-I-E-R-O-G-L-Y-P-H. I-C-S. Hieroglyphics? I think journey is a difficult word to spell. But pharaoh and hieroglyphics? How can those letters work together at all? Of course, Mrs. Brisbane doesn't normally put nonsense words on the board. Another thing I've learned in my classroom job is that just when you think you understand everything about how humans think and act, you learn something completely new. Since I was the only one there to notice what was happening, and I am a good classroom hamster, I felt I had to squeak up. Mrs. Brisbane, are you sure those are words? I asked. All right, I know that all she heard was squeak, 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 but I wanted to make my point.
Quiet, Humphrey, Mrs. Brisbane said. You'll find out what's happening soon enough.
Boing, boing,
my neighbor Og commented. He lives in a tank right next to my cage. He makes a strange sound like a broken guitar string, because he's a strange frog. I don't speak frog, but I think he was as confused as I was. Og, what is she doing? I squeaked to him.
Boing, boing, boing.
He leaped into the water and made a lot of loud splashing sounds. Mrs. Brisbane stopped writing and looked in our direction.
Sometimes I think you two actually understand everything that's going on in room 26.
She chuckled and went on writing. Of course we do, I replied. We're your classroom pets. We know everything that's going on, except what you are doing right now. Og splashed and splashed and splashed some more, while I hopped on my wheel and went for a spin. When I'm worried or excited, spinning helps me think. Soon my friends all returned to room 26. After they hung up their coats and stored their hats and gloves and scarves, they were back in their seats and looking at the board. Slow down Simon's hand went up right away.
Mrs. Brisbane, are we supposed to learn those words?
He asked.
Because they look really hard.
Yes, yes, yes! I agreed. But Mrs. Brisbane just smiled and nodded.
Yes, they are, class. But you're going to be learning a lot about these words in the next few weeks,
she explained.
Now, what do you think we're going to be studying?
Small Paul raised his hand. We have two boys named Paul in our class. Since Paul F is shorter than Paul G, I call him Small Paul.
Something to do with Egypt?
He answered when Mrs. Brisbane called on him.
Yes,
Mrs. Brisbane said.
We're going to be studying ancient Egypt.
Then she added the words ancient and Egypt to the list on the board.